Morning, you're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hello, Larry.
I remember, well, hi,
as,
John.
As if we know each other. I've never even met you, have I?
Well, that's not why I called to introduce myself.
Go ahead.
Remember when the Dow Jones hit at about 11 or 12 after Bush's tax cuts, and you said that proves Bush's tax cuts are...
What, do you keep track of these radio shows for years?
Well,
what
sure
do you have, a column? Why can't you talk about what we're talking about?
Are you accountable for things you say on the air?
Can we talk about what's going on today? Well, go ahead.
What was the Dow Jones average when Bush left office?
I have no clue.
6.5. Today it's 13.5.
So?
You think that things are better than they were 4 years ago?
No.
They're worse?
Well, it all depends on whether you like liberty or not. Do you like liberty?
What liberty have you lost?
My medical care.
Give me an example.
Well, just a second. Why is this... Larry, this is something I'd like to talk to you about. Every other caller that calls this show brings up things that we can talk about, makes a point, and then... But you're the only one that wants to play gotcha with me. Why do you want to attack me? What have you got against me? What have I done to you that deserves this?
The listeners never hear the other side of anything.
Well, here's your chance to present it.
If you're a dittohead, why then you just get to not be interrupted or anything. Just go along with it.
I think I interrupt everybody, don't I?
When people call Obama a Muslim, you don't say, where's your facts?
I don't remember somebody saying
that,
but nonetheless,
did that.
Larry, you answer my question. What have you got against me?
I don't have anything against you.
Then why do you attack me every time you call?
I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking the methodology of the programming.
Didn't you say yesterday, you made some accusation. I don't remember the last time you called, but it seems like every time you call with a chip on your shoulder and make these smarmy remarks.
I just call to give a little clarity.
No, I don't think that's your point, is it?
I believe so.
Well, your point is that we are better off now than we were 4 years ago. Is that it?
A long ways better off.
And so you want us to vote for Barack Obama?
Exactly.
What has he done for you?
He's kept us safe. Isn't that what Bush used to do?
So that's your only...
Notice we don't have any color red warning in the morning or color yellow in the morning and be afraid, be very afraid. Duck wrap your house and put duct tape and saran wrap around your house.
Okay, so you think...
Remember all those scare tactics that you used?
And I haven't heard those lately, so you think that...
No, since Obama's been in, you haven't.
So
we're not in killing our kids in Iraq either and killing Iraqi innocent citizens either.
Well, now we're killing them in Afghanistan. You know, we just passed the 2,000 mark. We just passed the 2,000 mark. Did you hear anything about it in the media?
Well, sure. How did you hear about it?
I had to dig out the facts.
Did you? Well, if you listen to something other than Fox News, you might hear some more different facts.
Well, CNN covered that, huh?
Well, CNN? I don't hardly watch CNN.
Which one do you watch?
MSNBC.
MSNBC, okay.
microwave.
Okay, and they covered the 2,000 mark that we passed in Afghanistan. Have you noticed the increase in deaths there tremendously? What's going on in Afghanistan?
Notice the increase in suicides.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Maybe they have to have to fight a war, you need to have a reason.
Okay, good point. Maybe there's something there. Well, that's your support for Obama. That's great. Let's go on to the next caller. Morning.